Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
One of the great summertime traditions, Week in the Rockies 29, coming up the 10th through the 14th of July, put on by Superior Livestock, originating from Breckenridge, Colorado. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 233,000 head. To check out the full schedule, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Week in the Rockies 29, July 10th through the 14th at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Feeder cattle futures were stronger here for the third day in a row. This is the highest level we have seen since the first half of June, as the August feeders closed up about $1.27 at 153.02, and that was $1.55 off the high of 154.57. So again, the third really strong day here puts us above the 50-day moving average, and we're seeing a lot of additional short covering following this rally. Live cattle weren't as fortunate, down 45 in August at 117.42, unchanged in October. Midday boxed beef was lower again today. The choice was down $2.12 at $210.57. Select was down 43 cents at $198.30. So that continues to slide choices down to about $42 off of the high. Cash trade this week looks like it's going to round out at 120 in Kansas and in Texas. That is $2 to $3 higher than where we were last week at this time. So that was a pretty good, strong move. The futures really haven't reacted all that great to that. And then yesterday on the Fed Cattle Exchange, we had 1,907 of the 2,600 head and 55 head listed trade with the short-dated 1 to 9 day price of 117.80. And then cattle coming out of the feedlot are currently making 161. Cattle going in are projected to lose about $21 a head. And then a lot of talk about what's going on with China and when they will start to take our beef.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Another volatile day for grain futures. What we've been seeing was up, but today it was sharply lower, with November trading down about 45 to 46 cents in the November beans. They're going to be somewhere in that 988 range for November. The high 2 days ago was near, the high was about $10.47. So we've taken off 60 cents in two trading days. So a really wild ride. Corn, same thing, down 15 cents at about 383 in December. Really big range there, about 30 cents off the high from just two trading days ago there. And we're closer to the low of the contract than the high of the contract. So quite a big move over the last 2 weeks for the corn futures. And then wheat closed down as well. We did see some hedge pressure for next year's wheat crop, July of 2018. They were down about 20 to 22 cents, somewhere in the low 580s. They were as high as $6.18 at one time, and the Chicago was down as well. Also, the weather pattern, along with yesterday's USDA report, is a little bit less threatening, so they're taking some of that weather premium out, and hedge funds in here getting out of any long positions they might have added. We also had an export report this morning, which is really considered neutral for the corn and wheat, and maybe even a little bit bullish beans, but it seems like what wins the day is yesterday's negative report plus less threatening weather. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.